All right, we're back in business here on the hotline on this Wednesday morning. With us right now is Lucy Hilliard. She is the study abroad graduate assistant at Northwest Missouri State University. Lucy, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So we were talking during the break about where you studied abroad, and you were in Ireland, and you really liked it.
Yes, I did. So I did one of kind of the first hybrid programs that we've really seen at Northwest. So basically what happened was we went with a faculty advisor, which was Deb Toomey, and she took a group of 22 of us, and she was there for the first part of our trip, and that was your typical faculty-led study abroad. It was 2 weeks. It was doing a different excursion every day, whether it be going to outside of Dublin or going to the Guinness Factory or different types of things like that every day with her and a group leader from the company we went through in Dublin. And then after those 2 weeks, Deb left us, which was sad, but she left, and then we all went into our internships. And so the last 6 weeks of our program was an internship. So it was kind of the best of both worlds. We had that faculty led, so we had a little bit of an introduction with someone that we were comfortable with and a group of students that we were comfortable with. And then we all branched off and did our own thing in our own internship. So it really was a really good mix of study abroad tactics that kids do.
So what was your internship?
I worked at a recruiting agency. It was called Wallace Myers International, and I helped a lot with screening people and getting their CVs and working with them to see what they were interested in, where they wanted to end up in Dublin, if they were native to Dublin or if they were somewhere in a different country coming to Dublin, and what kind of processes they would have to take. So I did a lot of screening, and then I also did a lot of training because my background is HR. That was my undergrad from Northwest. And so I got to train the new interns that came from America because they had a lot of different interns from the States, and I trained about 4 or 5 of them before I left. So that was really cool. I got to do kind of both things while I was there.
So what were you teaching them?
Just kind of the differences in the workforce. Ireland is definitely a lot more laid back than the States are. I remember the first day they were like, okay, well, you have an hour to an hour and a half for lunch. And I was like, what? What am I going to do with my time? Like, I ate so quickly, and I was like, what am I going to do? They're like, go walk around, go explore. So very laid back, which is a lot different. And then also one of the main differences was the way that they let people know all of the information that they've done. So in Ireland, they use CVs rather than resumes. And a CV can be about 7 pages long, and it has almost every encounter that they've ever had, whether it be like preschool all the way to like the test that they just took to become an accountant or something like that. So it's kind of a different culture for business especially.
So tell us about the study abroad program at Northwest in general, mm-hmm. kind of an overview.
Yeah. So in general, we have a few different types of programs. We have our faculty-led programs, which are normally about 2 weeks, and when you go with a faculty advisor, and that is kind of, I would say, for students who just want to dip their toes in to study abroad. They're not super sure that they want to go or want to go on their own. And then we have kind of the more long-term programs, which are normally four to six weeks, and that's normally in the summer, beginning summer. Normally abroad, they have two types of summers. So they have summer one and summer two, so you're either going the first 2 months or the last 2 months of summer. And then we have our full year programs or full semester programs, so it just kind of depends on what you feel comfortable with as a student.
On average, how many students are a part of this?
Currently, I have 72 students going this summer. That's with faculty-led. We have a really high number of faculty-led trips. I think we have 4 or 5 going. But overall, we see roughly 150 to 200 kids participate throughout the year in the different programs that we offer.
What are some of the countries they do this in?
We go to all all countries pretty much. I found there isn't anywhere that we don't necessarily go unless there's a travel advisory or travel ban of some sort, and then we won't put anyone in danger, obviously. But a lot of students go to the more high-profile places that people have been, such as London, the UK in general, different places like that. Europe is a big one. And more recently, a lot of students would like to go to Ireland. I've seen a huge spike in that as well. So,
yeah. So, and you really liked Ireland.
I did. I would move back to Ireland in a second. So I really enjoyed my time in Ireland, and I would work there if I had the opportunity.
So you could see yourself making your future in Ireland at some point.
Yes, yeah. I could see myself doing international business wherever, honestly, and working my way back to Dublin for sure.
So you said that there was an increasing interest in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know if it's just at Northwest because a lot of students went and had a really great experience, or if Ireland is just kind of changing as a whole. I think that Dublin is very, very accepting of pretty much everyone. You're going to find all walks of life there. And I think that's really great for like the more inclusive communities that we're getting ourselves into. But I also really think that there's a big interest at Northwest just because a lot of students did go on our trip and they see that we had a really good time and that it was a fun place to go and kind of a safe place to go.
You mentioned that really almost any country in the world could be a place for a study abroad program.
Mm-hmm.
Do the students get to pick where they want to go? And then you it's your job to sort of make it happen?
Yes. So basically the process is a student who's interested will come and meet with me. I'm their main point of contact until we get into the deeper stuff where we'll pull in Connie Murphy or Dr. Phil Hall and kind of bring them in the process. But if a student is interested, they'll come meet with me. We'll talk about, you know, what they want to do, if they want a student teach, if they want to do an internship, or if they just want to study. Our main focus is to get their classes to transfer back to Northwest. We don't want it to delay their graduation in any way. So what then we do is they pick a place where they would want to go, where they feel that they would be most comfortable. Again, those high-profile places. A lot of students are wanting to go to Australia as well, different places like that, and they kind of decide where they want to go. And then we may go through a third-party program such as API, KEI, or ICEP, for example. Those are all our third-party people that we go through. And so we may look at them and see what programs they offer there. Or maybe we have a partner university such as SOFIA or something like that that we have in South Korea. So really it's them picking where they want to go and then kind of making that process work for them. So if they want to student teach in Costa Rica, we're going to go ahead and do probably an internship through a company and get them to do that. If they want to do it for classes, what we're going to do is see the academics that are offered at that university through that program, and then we'll go ahead and talk to an academic advisor, and they'll go ahead and sign off on the classes. So if you need international business here and they have an international business course there, and they line up with the course descriptions of what the advisors want to see throughout a class or a course description, and they're okay with that and they'll go ahead and sign off on that, then it's okay with me if it's okay with them, and we'll go ahead and send them and they'll take those courses, and then that's what we'll transfer back to Northwest because we don't want it to delay them in any way, shape, or form.
Is it expensive to study abroad?
No, it can get a little expensive just because of the flights. I will be honest, that's one thing that kind of spikes the price up. But what's nice is that a semester or a trip abroad is going to cost you about the same that it's going to cost you to go to Northwest. Depending on the program that you choose, you'll pay tuition to Northwest, you'll pay fees to Northwest, and you may even pay housing in Northwest. And it kind of relates back to a typical semester at Northwest. So we don't want it to delay you, and we also don't want it to be a huge financial burden. Something else that's nice is a lot of scholarships are offered for study abroad. That's something that we really try to encourage our students to partake in order to raise funds for their trips. And also there is financial aid ability depending on program and person.
Do the internships for the students who are part of the internship program, mm-hmm. Abroad, do they get paid by the company?
No, unfortunately, we aren't. I believe that it's a rule, to my understanding, that we are not allowed to get paid, especially because it is counting for course credit. But I do know, especially with just in the Booth Business School at Northwest, you have to have an internship in order to graduate. So kind of killing two birds with one stone, you're studying abroad and getting an internship. So it kind of comes back and plays a big role into education as well.
Sounds like a win-win right there,
yes,
especially
exactly.
If it's Ireland, right?
Exactly. Go abroad, get an internship, love Ireland, and never come home.
Lucy Hilliard is our guest on this part of the hotline. She's the study abroad graduate assistant at Northwest Missouri State University. So what are some of the things? Can students from any major, for example, study abroad?
Pretty much we'll try and make anything work for anybody. We really just want students to experience study abroad, but there is something out there for pretty much everyone. We like to get students to come in closer to their sophomore year. So to be eligible, you have to have a 2.5 GPA. Some programs require 2.75, and you have to have studied at Northwest for two consecutive trimesters. So those are kind of the guidelines to get people interested. So it's nice if students start getting interested their freshman year, and we start planning into that sophomore year. The reason we recommend that is because it's a lot easier to find general education classes abroad. So if you need a physics class or a math class or something very general, something very basic, that probably isn't going to differ from country to country. It's a lot easier to find those and have academic advisors be okay with that and sign off on that for the program. However, that's not to say that you can't go. I have a student who is going this summer, and he will be completing his degree abroad. So it kind of just depends on when it works for you, and I'll do everything in my power to make it work. One thing that's really exciting is there is a new program that we've gone through, and it's called Parodis College, and it's in Greece, and it's specifically for ag students. So they will get hands-on experience with cows and different things like that. Very Midwest, very, very Northwest Missouri State oriented. We like that. But
maybe they learn about Greek yogurt.
Yes, exactly. But actually, Dr. Hull just visited there, and he learned a lot about the different classes that they'll take and the different hands-on experience that they'll get. And it is a perfect opportunity for ag students, which you don't necessarily see all over because not everyone has the same terrain or same climate or different things like that. So that's nice that we do have programs for pretty much every single major on campus, or I will work very hard to make classes work for them to make them transfer back to Northwest.
Well, it's interesting to hear that that you encourage people to do this fairly early in their college experience, mm-hmm. rather than waiting for the senior year or even the
yep.
junior year.
Yep. That kind of just depends, especially with some of the regulations that Northwest has to follow. Sometimes it can be hard to get those last classes taken while you're abroad, whether it be because you have to take a certified test at the end of the program that you necessarily wouldn't be able to take in another country, or the core competency classes that have to be taken at Northwest, different regulations and things that we see through Northwest as a whole, which definitely makes sense, but we still want to get students involved and we want to get them out of the country and, you know, we want them to see other cultures and get that experience. So that's why we do recommend that earlier stages, just so we don't run into issues with, well, you can't take this because we really don't think that it'll be taught the same way, or we really don't think you'll get the same things out of it as you would get here. And that's an academic advisor standpoint, and that's totally on them. And we respect anything that they decide. And if a class isn't going to work, then a class isn't going to work, and we go back to the drawing board and try and figure out something else for that student.
I was going to ask you about how students find out about the study abroad program, and I guess you really are trying to get them to see this in the freshman year.
Yes, we do. So I will be at all of the SOAR dates this summer for all of the incoming students. I will be there with a table kind of telling students and parents who really want to know about study abroad, and even if they don't want to know, I'll probably still tell them. But I will be at all of the SOAR dates, definitely handing out information. I also will hold a study abroad fair relatively quickly in the semester. I believe it's the 12th of September. Yes, I believe it's September 12th. And so that'll just be on campus. I'll invite the whole campus. I will invite different third-party vendors. I may invite partner programs. And they'll kind of come, and students will be able to come in and walk around and get to know more about study abroad and their options that they have. So,
before you send them abroad, do you give them, I think we were talking a little bit during the break, give them kind of an orientation about things to do and maybe not do in the country you're...
Yes. So we will do a pre-departure meeting, and each student will get an individualized packet of different documents of kind of the do's and don'ts in their specific country and kind of, you know, maybe some slang here and there, or kind of like how the locals dress or what you can expect when you go abroad. We want them to be prepared. You know, culture shock is inevitable, but we want to try and avoid that as much as we can and make students feel comfortable, even though they may be going into like the craziest thing that they're ever going to do. And so we want to make sure that they're comfortable and feel confident in the decision that they made to go abroad.
Lucy Hilliard, Study Abroad Graduate Assistant at Northwest Missouri State University. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.